Messiah, the first coming of the Savior of the left-wing statist, and he has a Nobel Peace Prize. That was me opening up a can of Old Chub Scotch Ale.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Whatever you want to do.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can drop anchors. You can secure locking bolts. Anything you want to do. But it doesn't matter, because you see, there's a third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Go fuck yourself. That's how things go around here. And around here, I mean, at the Cynical Libertarian Society, founded by me in 1999, the great one himself. And this right here, this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It's the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile. Destroys. Stupid motherfuckers all around the world, no matter where you are. The statist seeking missile will find you and blow you up. Should there be survivors, you will be mowed down by the 50 caliber machine gun, because nobody gives a fuck about your feelings. Fuck you and fuck your feelings. That's how we roll here. I am the great one himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the motherfucking interwebs that were invented by Al Gore. And of course, now the internet is, of course, perfect because net neutrality passed, and now, finally, with some regulation and guidance from the government, they can get around to doing the internet right. In the control room over there on the other side of glass is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out doing her thing, sound engineer, and keeping me going straight and telling me to hurry the fuck up. And generally just looking cute, occasionally bending over. As Rush Limbaugh always used to say, I love the woman's movement, especially when I'm walking behind it. There are a couple of things I agree with Rush Limbaugh about. One of these days, I need to listen to Limbaugh's show again, just to see where he's at. It was a while back I listened to all 3 hours. I talked about it on the podcast. That was the day it was so classic when a woman came in and started talking about she said she was gay and she was a Republican, and Limbaugh was all excited and everything, and then she said that she didn't think people should have to get permission from the government to get married, and Limbaugh hung up the phone on her. It was fantastic because I knew he was going to do that. It's like, oh yeah, he was all kissing up to her when she was homosexual and a Republican. He's just the greatest thing. And as soon as she fucking throws in that little bit of, oh, I don't know, anarcho-capitalist thought there, why should we get permission from the government to get married? Ooh, Limbaugh, shut that shit down. Can't have none of that freedom shit. The government owns you, bitch, and you better shut the fuck up and get down with it. All right, talking about getting down with it. We're going to get down with it. We're going on a little adventure here. I don't know how many parts are going to be in this series, because I have no idea what's coming. Here's the deal. There's a guy on YouTube, Davis MJ, Aruni or Arini. I think I fuck his name up most of the time, and I'm not fucking it up to try to be obnoxious. It's just because I can't fucking talk English. That's why I do a podcast, right? Because I can't talk. It's either Aruni or Arini. I think Arini is the correct pronunciation, but I may be full of shit. Anyhow, I watch most of his videos, and he is a monarchist, he's a right-wing statist, but he has a strong tendency towards freedom and towards capitalism, and he's also a very thoughtful, intelligent, logical person. Again, he's one of the people that... And he actually did a video where he talked about, because as those of you, if you've listened to this cast for a while, you know that I believe a person can be judged not just by their friends, but also by their enemies. And that's why I encourage people to have quality enemies. And I think part of that is, now another aspect of what I've always preached is, don't waste your time with trolls, don't waste your time with losers, right? So when common, ordinary, stupid people disagree with me, I usually just walk away and ignore them. And the thing about, and I'm not Aruni, I'll call him Davis, since I try not to fuck up his name until I know what the fuck his name is. I wouldn't say Davis is my enemy, but we are on different ideological sides, him being a right-wing statist and a monarchist, me being an anarcho-capitalist. He's not my enemy, but, whenever somebody says but, you know that everything in front of that was like, no, he's not my enemy. He is, however, somebody who has a different philosophical outlook than I do, and he articulates it very well, and he supports his conclusions and his thesis very well, right? So it's not, I listen to his videos even when I disagree with him, because it's not just like some troll who shows up and says shit like, well, if there's no government, who's going to build the roads? He articulates himself very well. He's got very intelligent ideas, and he definitely makes you think. I also agree with him on many, many things. I've talked about this before, and I will talk about it much in the future. He did the video about how women in the workplace view the corporation as their boyfriend, which sort of completed my triad. My stool only had two legs. I had long said, as have many other people, I didn't invent this, you know, that women are married to the government. They see the government as the husband. The welfare check comes in, the WIC payments, the food stamps, all this other stuff. And I have long said, from my experience of doing this thing called having jobs that many of you don't know about, that women view the people they work with as their family and their friends. And so there's this, you know, the woman is married to the government, her co-workers are her friends, and then Davis in his video filled in the third pillar when he went through and articulated the way in which women view the corporation as their boyfriend. The corporation gives them presents, the corporation takes them on trips, all this other stuff. And bang, there was the triad, the three columns, the trilogy of the woman in the workplace. The co-workers as family, the government as husband, and then the corporation as boyfriend. And if you understand that that's the way women view the world, you will understand why I did two podcasts talking about how women shouldn't be in charge at work, and how women really shouldn't even be in the workplace in most cases, and why I maintain that even though women do not make less money than men, which has been debunked by everybody from, you know, fucking Matt Forney to Maddox, I maintain that women should not make as much money as men in the workplace. Now that I've generated hatred from all the femistatists, as if I give a shit, and we're 9 minutes into the podcast, let's get to the fucking point. Saw a video from Davis show up, and it was about a political quiz on the internet. And I went over and I looked at this quiz and I thought, okay, I gotta do a podcast about this. Now, I have not yet watched Davis's video about this quiz. I don't know what the hell he's saying about it. I have no idea. And I made a choice not to watch it because I didn't want any of his thoughts to pollute my thoughts before. So this is like my virgin. You virgin toes would actually know what that is. I'm talking about something virgin toes can actually relate to. See, so I have a virgin opinion about this poll. And just like your poll is a virgin, I have a virgin opinion about this poll. The thing is, a lot of the virgin toes didn't even get that joke. It's okay. All right. This is called the Anyway, I haven't watched his video, so I don't know what he's saying about this. I'm going to watch his video after I do my commentary on this poll. This is the Political Compass, and it's found at politicalcompass.org. It has his introduction here. This will all be in the show notes, along with, I may link to Davis's video, but I'm still not going to watch it until I've talked about, I'm pretty sure this is going to be at least two podcasts long, mostly because I can't get to the subject, but also because I have no idea how long this is. The poll is 6 pages long. I've only looked at the first page. I haven't taken the poll yet. I am going to be going through the poll and talking about this and analyzing as I do it. So once I get past page one, we are, like virgin toes, in totally virgin territory. Over on the introduction page here, it says this. Our essential point is that left and right, although far from obsolete, are essentially a measure of economics. As political establishments adopt, either enthusiastically or reluctantly, the prevailing economic orthodoxy, the neoliberal strain of capitalism, the left-right division between mainstream parties becomes increasingly blurred. Instead, party differences tend to be more about identity issues. In the narrowing debate, our social scale is more crucial than ever. Yeah, the economic boundaries are blurring. And this goes back to something I talked about in the previous cast for all these people who are running around going, and you know what I find interesting about the right? There's this new thing happening with the right-wing status. There's this new word they've come up with lately, cuckservatives, which I suppose are like fake conservatives or something. But it just never... Yeah, I mean, the Republican Party, the conservatives, the right wing, I never thought I would see the day when it was the liberal, Democrat, left-wing statist faction that had their shit together, and it was the right-wing Republican conservative faction that had no fucking idea what they're doing. There's all these right-wing Republican people running around talking about cuckservatives and fake Republicans and Republicans in name only and all this other shit and calling other Republicans name, and yet they're still the only answer they have to questions is vote Republican. Look, guys, I'm telling you, there's no fucking difference between Republicans and Democrats, especially economically. You Republicans have perpetuated this myth that Republicans are in favor of low taxes and low spending and all this other shit. And this introduction is correct in the sense that, economically speaking, it's really damn near impossible to differentiate a right-wing Republican from a left-wing statist. They're fucking identical. Get over it, people. Okay, without further ado, let me just get the fuck into this, and let's get the ball rolling. Now, the point is, this poll, after you take it, it places you on a grid. So it's got the authoritarian left, the authoritarian right, the libertarian left, and the libertarian right. Now, I have often said that there are people in our society who are anarcho-capitalist, but they don't know it because they've never been exposed to it. And everything about our society is there to perpetuate statism. We live in a statist society. And so this is a test that's going to determine where you fall on this political spectrum, the right, left, authoritarian, libertarian political spectrum that they've set up, which of course it's always convenient, you know, there's four quadrants, all this other shit. But what I want to focus on as we go through here, and as we find out where this test thinks I fall at, that'll be interesting, is the reason there are so many people who don't know that they are anarcho-capitalist is because as we go through this, notice how no anarcho-capitalist options are ever presented. So the femistatists talk about the ingrained patriarchy, right? How there's just a patriarchy culture permeates everything. And so the patriarchy it's always there. You can't get away from it. as we go through this, we're going to talk about how statism is always there, how there's no escaping statism. Statism is not presented as a choice, as you can have statism or not have statism. The statism is always there. It's a question of, well, what flavor of statism do you want? Hang on a second. Alright, much better. Now I had to move the fan. And I had to knock that over. Move! Alright, there we go. Much better. Ugh. God, the grueling rigor of recording a podcast. Let me tell you guys what. Alright, page one. Just a few propositions to start with concerning, no less, how you see the country and the world. Question number one. Now, the answers for all of these you can choose from. Strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree. Those are your options. Those are the only things you get to do. There is no option for this is a bullshit question. Or there is no option for this is a false dilemma. Or there is no option for this is a logical contradiction. Okay, if economic globalization is inevitable, it should primarily serve humanity rather than the interest of transnational corporations. Let's start off with a very state. Okay, first of all, corporations do not exist. Corporations are fictitious entities created by the state. You cannot serve the interest of a corporation because a corporation does not exist. Now, what are corporations? What do corporations in a more practical sense consist of? Well, they consist of people. People would be humanity. So the corporations, by their existing, serve humanity. Apple Corporation serves humanity. It serves the shareholders. It makes them money. It serves the employees. They have a job. It serves all the fucking rich kids out there who want iPhones. It serves slave labor in China because they can make a dollar a day until they commit suicide building iPhones. Okay? So the corporations, the transnational corporations, serve humanity. The idea that there's a choice between serving the corporations or serving humanity. Well, no, the corporations do what people want them to do. British Petroleum spilled oil in the ocean because that's what humanity wanted. People want to drive automobiles. People want to have objects made out of plastic. All of those things require pulling oil out of the ground. British Petroleum was serving humanity. The military-industrial complex builds weapons that kill people. They do this because the government wants those weapons. The government was elected by the people through a process called democracy. When the military-industrial complex builds bombers, when it engineers biological weapons, when it builds nuclear bombs, when it builds drones, it is serving the desires and the wants of humanity. It should serve humanity rather than the interest of transnational corporations. Transnational corporations who do not provide things humanity wants go out of business. I can start a corporation right now, and what this corporation will do is it will pay Randy and me to sit here in the studio and watch porn on the computer. We won't make any money. That corporation will go out of business because humanity doesn't want to pay us money to watch porn. Every corporation in existence is serving humanity. Otherwise, they'd run out of money and they'd shut down. So this is it's a false question. There's not an answer for that. there's not even a way to opt out. I have to either agree, disagree, strongly agree, or strongly disagree. The poll it can't be accurate. Sorry, nice try, idiots. I'm going to agree with it. I'd always support my country whether it was right or wrong. Now, there's some good statism. There is no option to say I opt out of supporting my country because I don't believe in statism. No option for that. I think I'm going to strongly disagree with always supporting my country. No one chooses his or her country of birth, so it's foolish to be proud of it. Now, when I read this question, this was when I knew I had to do a podcast about this. Because, of course, the left is going to tell you that you should not be proud of your country because it's just an accident that you were born there. And, of course, the left-wing statist will say that being proud of being white, as many people who are right-wing statists are proud of their whiteness, will tell you that's racist. And so the left is going to come and tell you that you should not be proud of things you can't control. Being born in America, you didn't have control. It was an accident. You shouldn't be proud of that. You know, being white, well, you're privileged and you're white, and it's just an accident that you were white. That's not something you should be proud of. So if you should not be proud of things you don't have control over, what does this tell us about, wait for it, homosexuals? Because you see, homosexuals are proud. Why, they have pride marches. They have pride events. They own the word pride like, wait for it, let's have it, how many people can we offend in one podcast? Like Jews own the word Holocaust. So if you should only be proud of things you choose, and homosexuals are proud of being gay, they must choose to be gay. Otherwise, what, they would have no reason to be proud of it, would they? Oh my God, I used logic. Randy, are you feeling oppressed? That was some serious fucking patriarchy. I have just oppressed so many women. I have oppressed homosexuals. I probably put some Jews in a concentration camp. That was so fucking oppressive. I agree it's foolish to be proud of your country because it's a legal fiction. So I'm going to go with strong, no one chooses it, so it's foolish to be proud of it. Sure, I'll agree with that. Not for the fact that I don't choose the country I'm born in, but because I don't agree with countries. Now, if you're born in a region, you could be proud of being from that region. So in my mind, the choosing or not choosing doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it. I do actually get the point that people are making when they say, why would you be proud of something you didn't choose? I mean, I see that there is a valid topic for discussion there. I think there's a bunch of nuances that can come into that, and they're not the topic for now because we need to move the fuck on. All right. Our race has many superior qualities compared with other races. Now, of course, you're supposed to strongly disagree with this because otherwise that would be racist. Yet, of course, if you're any race other than Caucasian, white, European, whatever the fuck it is, you would, of course, be completely allowed to agree with this. You know what? Yeah, my race, yeah. Let's see, I am a heterosexual white man with a job. I am the patriarchy. I control everybody else on the planet Earth. I have dominated women. Because of me, women make 75 cents for every dollar a man makes. I personally have raped 1 out of every 5 women on our college campus. I helped build the glass ceiling. You know what? Yeah, yeah, my race is fucking superior. And I'm going to hit strongly agree on this one right here. Yeah, I am the patriarchy. Go fuck yourself. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that is not true, because right-wing statists are not my friends because they hate left-wing statists. Left-wing statists not my friends because they hate right-wing statists. And femistatists hate everyone. They're not my friends either. So strongly disagree with that. Military action that defies international law is sometimes justified. First of all, international law is not justified. Military action usually isn't justified. So, again, we're looking at these fictitious, again, no anarcho-capitalist concept here. There's not a question about killing other people is wrong. Agree, disagree. There's no question stealing other people's stuff is wrong. Agree or disagree. Military action that defiles... Okay, you know what? I'm gonna say that I disagree with this only because international law is bullshit. And if somebody invades your homeland and you're fighting back, and you're fighting back in a way that violates... If you are defending yourself, if you are defending your village, your town, your group, your family, your nation, not in the sense of the state nation, but nation in the sense of your tribe, the group of people gathered around you. If you are defending your nation from aggression, and there's some international law that says you shouldn't do a particular act or use a particular weapon or whatever, my response to that is international law can go fuck itself. Self-defense. If you are defending yourself from aggression, there are no fucking limits. It's just like a fight. You're in a bar. I would never start a fight in a bar. But if somebody starts a fight with me, there are no limits. None. They're not broken glass, knives, guns, electricity, choking, gouging eyeballs, kicking in the nuts. There is nothing that is off limits. Once you are defending yourself from aggression, you fucking do everything in your power to kill the aggressor. Because as I've said before, if you do not kill, I can't even remember my own sayings. And I'm not drunk, by the way. This is my first beer. I've had like 4 sips of it. If you let your enemy live, you have to live with your enemy. If somebody initiates aggression against you, you fucking kill them. Or you die trying. All right, so bullshit question, but I'm going to go with, military action defies the law is justified. Yes, it is. I'm going to go with strongly agree. There is now a worrying fusion of information and entertainment. Okay, why would this be worrying? I mean, yes, there are stupid people who can't tell the difference between information and entertainment, but then again, those people are still stupid anyway. Even if you separated it out, it wouldn't make any difference. This is just a fucking stupid fucking question. There's now a worrying fusion of information and entertainment. It doesn't matter if it's a fucking fusion of information and entertainment. The 99% are too fucking stupid anyway. Why does this matter? I have to fucking choose whether I agree or disagree with a bullshit question like this. And me smart people can sort the difference, and the stupid people wouldn't know the difference anyway. Why is there not a fucking choice for abstain? I'm going to go with disagree because I don't know what else to go with. All right. We are now ready to move to the next page. The rest of this quiz I have not read. I'd read the first page. We are now moving into that there virgin toe territory. Page 2 of 6. Now the economy, we're talking attitudes here, not the FTSE index. People are ultimately divided more by class than by nationality. What? No, they're divided by intelligence. The stupid people are supported by the smart people. The poor people, okay, well, yeah, the poor people are parasites on the people who produce. Okay, if I'm thinking about it like that, people are divided more by class than by nationality. But then, of course, you have the governments drumming up hatred of other nations so that the military industrial I think naturally it's the parasite producer divide that people are going to gravitate to, because a whole nation divide is artificially created by the state. Of course, the parasite producer divide is also created by the state, because without the state, the parasites would have no way to be parasitical on the producers. I'm going to go with agree. Controlling inflation is more important than controlling unemployment. Oh my God, beautiful. You can't control. Controlling by who? How do you control them? You cannot control inflation, nor can anyone control unemployment. Well, not unless you live in a fucking communist statist country. Nobody can fucking, no one can control these things. These things can't fucking be controlled. My God, why are you people so fucking stupid? Controlling again. Notice how there's no anarcho-capitalist perspective. There's no perspective here that allows for the fact that neither inflation, not money system, nor employment should be controlled by a central controlling authority. Do you see how the statism permeates this, just as the evil patriarchy permeates video games? And this is why there's people who have no idea. There's people digging. They have no idea that there's another option. People do not know they are anarcho-capitalist because they don't know that there's this concept that neither inflation nor employment could be controlled by a central authority. Fuck. All right, I'm gonna play the game. Controlling inflation. If we gotta have statism, I would rather see inflation controlled than unemployment. I'll go with that. That is true. I mean, I would rather the money in existence be sound and, what's the word I'm looking for? Valuable, secure. You know, I would rather have high unemployment, but the money have a lot of value, than have a lot of people working, but have inflation running wild. All right, so I'm going to agree with that. Oh my God. Jesus fucking H. Christ on a motherfucking stick. Because corporations cannot be trusted to voluntarily protect the environment, they require regulation. Okay, corporations do not exist, only people exist. BP did not spill oil in the ocean, people spilled oil in the ocean. The reason people did that is because they're not held accountable for their actions. The reason they're not held accountable is because they can hide behind the legal fiction known as the corporation. Jesus fucking Christ, should there be regulations? No, I will anytime I can strongly disagree with anyone who said anything on this quiz that says, should there be regulations, I'm going that route. Because remember, the people who work for these corporations that do all these damage, I mean, they're part of humanity. They vote. They've been to public education. They've had 18 years of parenting. I mean, if they're doing bad things, like polluting the environment, well, this is what they've been taught. This is what they want. And these are the same people who vote. Give humanity what the fuck it wants. I'm stunned speechless. This could not get any better. This is the next question. Where have we heard this before? Quote, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, unquote, is a fundamentally good idea. Can I strongly disagree with that? Because you can go fuck yourself, communist. No, those who can't feed themselves should die. That's called natural selection. It's a sad reflection on our society that something as basic as drinking water is now a bottled, branded consumer product. Yes, it's a sad reflection on our society that you can get water. Jesus fucking Jesus. Oh, God damn it. Oh, my God. It's a sad reflection on our society that this is actually a question on a test that's supposed to figure out where you fit on the political spectrum. Yes, the fact that people can get water to drink in a bottle on demand, this is terrible. This shows you just how fucked up our society has become. God damn it, if the fucking conservatives could just get us back to the good old days when people poured their piss and their shit out in the streets and then people would just drink water out of the sewer. Oh God, those were the fucking good old days there. If we could just get back to the good old days, everything would be wonderful. How can I strongly disagree? Land shouldn't be a commodity to be bought and sold. Go fuck yourself. Disagree with that. Of course, you should buy and sell land. Again, private property, fucking property ownership. Deal with yourself. All right. It is regrettable that many personal fortunes are made by people who simply manipulate money and contribute nothing to their society. Well, I like the use of the word regrettable. Again, they couldn't do this money manipulation if fiat currency didn't exist. They do the money manipulation within the framework of the state, the laws, the regulations that are put there by the politicians who are elected by the people. So clearly, again, sorry, I hate to keep fucking bringing this up, but this is what people want. People voted for this. Nobody is storming the White House with pitchforks and torches. If there are people who are making fortunes because they're manipulating money and contributing nothing to society, this is only happening because society allows it. Therefore, society must desire it. So is it regrettable? Well, no, it's what people want. And there's also, contribute what to society? Why is contributing to society? Because what the fuck does that mean? What's so grand and great about contributing to society? I mean, is this the anarcho-capitalist version of contributing to society by exchanging value with other people, not initiating aggression and not stealing other people's stuff? Or is this a kind of statist contributing to society where you contribute by voting and by paying your taxes and by supporting the troops?
I'm gonna agree
with that. The question is bullshit. The wording is terrible. The terms are not being defined. Nobody knows what contributing to society means in this context. Next question. Protectionism is sometimes necessary in trade. Strongly disagree. There should be zero protectionism. Compete or die. Fuck you. And of course, you can't have protectionism without the state. I mean, not on a wide scale. You could have local protectionism. You know, you could, like, everybody in your village could agree, we're not going to buy anything at Walmart, or we're not going to buy anything that comes from China, or something like that. The only social responsibility of a company should be to deliver a profit to its shareholders. Yes, that's what it exists for. Strongly agree. The rich are too highly taxed. everybody is too highly taxed. I strongly agree with that. Again, we're playing to class warfare. It's not working on me. Those with the ability to pay should have the right to higher standards of medical care. Yes, medical care is like everything else. It takes other people's time. Other people's time requires money. If you don't have enough money to pay for higher standards of medical care, you don't fucking get it. Yes, strongly agree. Go fuck yourself. Governments should penalize businesses that mislead the public. Is this the same government that misleads the public? Governments are going to penalize, mislead the public. Mislead them how? About what? There's a fucking load of horseshit. The governments should penalize businesses that mislead the public. Only if the businesses get to penalize the governments that mislead the public. Then we could talk. Otherwise, I'm going to go with strongly disagree. Again, you need to be smart enough. Do some fucking research. A genuine free market requires restrictions on the ability of predator multinationals to create monopolies. No, a genuine free market would have no restrictions, and they would also have none of the advantageous laws that allow corporations to exist in the first place. Without regulations, without laws, there's no such thing as a corporation. Without fiat currency, without all the tax shelters the corporations hide behind, all this other bullshit, the corporations would not exist, and therefore there would be no predator internationals. So, I'm going to strongly disagree with that. No, we do not need regulations, or restrictions, rather. The freer the market, the freer the people. Oh my God, that's actually almost an anarcho-capitalist question. The freer the market, the freer the people. Yes, I will strongly agree with that. All right, we're on to the next page. Page 3 of 6. Let's look at some of your personal social values. Abortion, when the woman's life is not threatened, should always be illegal. I strongly disagree, we need more abortions. The one state, everybody, every anarcho-capitalist out there has one little statist thing they would support. I really truly believe that. Mine, my one little bit of statism that I don't want to give up is that any woman who isn't married should be forced to get an abortion. It shouldn't be optional. You have a husband to help you raise the child? Ho ho! Spread those legs and we're sticking the vacuum hose in, honey. Suck that little fetus right on out. All right. All authority should be questioned. I strongly agree. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I strongly agree. Stupid people don't understand what this means. Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth doesn't, everybody thinks, well, that means that, well, if you kill someone, they should kill you, as they should. But what it also means is it doesn't say a life for an eye and a family for a tooth. It says an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. So if somebody pokes out your eye, you poke out their eye, you don't cut their head off. Somebody knocks out your tooth, you knock out their tooth. You don't go rape their wife and then slaughter their children. It's a limiting concept. It says that the response to an aggression should match the magnitude of the aggression. Of course, I say this right after telling you that if you ever get into a bar fight, you should do everything you can to kill the person who started the fight with you. So I'm sort of violating, and that's, there you go. That's a violation of the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Right, you're in the bar, a guy just punches you, you punch him back one time, and you stop there unless he hits you again. But it's okay, because you're all really fucking stupid. I don't expect any of you to be smart enough, those of you who are statist, I don't expect you to be smart enough to grasp nuances like the meaning of the phrase eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. The fact that, yes, it condones retaliation, but it limits the retaliation to retaliation in kind, retaliation of the same magnitude. This is the sort of thinking that is not within the scope of what you as a statist are capable of doing. You're just not smart enough to understand this sort of thing. Because you had 12 years of public education, 6 years of college. Taxpayers should not be expected to prop up any theaters or museums that cannot survive on a commercial basis. Yeah, you know, for those of you who don't know this, some of the things I do, I work in theater. I am a theater technician. Unfortunately, that's true. Yeah, that taxpayer should not prop it up. They need to find a way to fucking survive on the free market, if we had a free market economy, which we do not. Schools should not make classroom attendance compulsory. Now, there's a stupid fucking question. Because when they say schools, do you mean public schools that you're forced to attend? Or you mean private schools where you're paying money for it? And what do you mean compulsory? So what happens to you if you don't attend? The question leaves things out. I'm going to assume that it's talking about public schools and the fact that, because again, if you can pass the test without going to class, as many of you have taken college classes know that you can pass many of your college classes without ever showing up in the classroom. You show up for the test and you take the test and you walk away with a fucking, you know, 4.0 average. We've all done it. And of course, making your attendance compulsory is telling you what to do with your body. Let's go back to abortion. You can't tell a woman what to do with her body. Well, telling somebody that their ass has to be in a seat in the classroom is telling them what to do with their body. All right, I'm going to go with should not make classroom attendance compulsory. I'll go with agree. I'm not going to go strong because I still don't know what the fuck that question is really trying to ask. Oh God. All people, hang on. Oh God. I just looked ahead. Stop. Stefan Molyneux would roll in his fucking grave, except he's not dead yet, but if he were dead, he'd roll. Okay. All people have their rights, but it is better for all of us that different sorts of people should keep to their own kind. Own kind of what? You mean Ku Klux Klan keeping to their own kind? Or do you mean femistatist left-wingers keeping to their own kind? Do you mean college professors keeping to their own kind? Do you mean millennials keeping to their... What the fuck does this question mean? And where? How did rights get into it? I have no fucking idea what this means. I'm going to go with disagree. I mean, do you mean like statist keeping to their own kind? What the fuck? All right. Here we go, Stefan Molyneux, shit yourself. Good parents sometimes have to spank their children. If you're a really good parent, you probably shouldn't need to spank your children, but good parents sometimes, how often is sometimes? What are you spanking them with? How hard are you hitting them? Where are you spanking them? I know. See, these are nuances. And those of you out there who are statist, well, you would never think of these things. This is the point. People are reading this. They're not thinking of any of this. Because, oh, it's so complicated. Good parents have to spank their children. I'm going to go with disagree. It's natural for children to keep some secrets from their parents. Well, fuck yes. You don't tell your parents everything. I mean, you'd have to... Are you socially retarded? Possessing marijuana for personal use should not be a criminal offense. I will strongly agree with that. The prime function of schooling should be to equip the future generations to find jobs. Well, yeah, it should be. But it's not. I mean, okay, so yes, this is a theoretical question. The prime function of schooling should be to equip future generations to find jobs. I would rather you say create value for other people because, see, notice again, notice the built-in bias, finding a job as opposed to creating a job, starting your own business. See, notice the built-in, the built-in bias towards working for somebody else instead of creating value on your own. But okay, generally speaking, I'm going to go with strongly agree on this. Oh my God, this is beautiful. People with serious inherent disabilities should not be allowed to reproduce. Yes, that's why Planned Parenthood was founded, to keep black people and retarded people from reproducing. And now it's a celebrated institution that sells the body parts of aborted fetuses. But actually, yeah, you shouldn't. That's called motherfucking natural selection. If you have disabilities, you should not be reproducing. Yeah, I strongly agree with that. Most important thing for children is to learn to accept discipline. Oh, we can strongly disagree on that. The last thing children should be learning is to accept discipline. There are no savage and civilized peoples and only different cultures. Female genital mutilation. I disagree. There are fucking... I'm going to strongly disagree because I'm thinking about Muslims cutting people's heads off. Yeah, they're animals. Fuck them. Yes, let's see, I've got in the Jews, I've got in the feminist, I've got in the Muslims. Let me see how many, we're running out of time, I can offend more people. Those who are able to work and refuse the opportunity should not expect society support. Strongly agree. That's easy. When you are troubled, it's better not to think about it, but to keep busy with more cheerful things. I agree a little bit. You shouldn't dwell on it. You have to fucking problem solve it. But yeah, there are other options. First generation immigrants can never be fully integrated within their new country. I disagree. Countries shouldn't exist. That's a bullshit question. What's good for the most successful corporations is ultimately good for all of us. They're successful because they're providing what people want. That's a tough one. Is it that time? Guess it is, isn't it? What time is it? What's the actual clock time? Thank you. We're going to wrap up this page because we're almost done, and then we're going to do another episode. What's good for the most successful corporations is always ultimately good for all of us. Well, the corporation is successful. I mean, why is Apple successful? Because people are stupid enough to buy their overpriced products. And those overpriced products are good for them because the overpriced products help them to conform with society. The overpriced products do damage to the environment, and the overpriced products keep slave labor in China employed. Yeah, what's good for successful corporations is good for all of us. I'm going to have to go and disagree on that. Just because, yeah, I mean, just, yeah. No broadcasting institution. No broadcasting institution, however independent its content, should receive public funding. There should be no public funding. Okay, public funding means taxes. Taxes is taking money away from people by force. That should not be happening. It shouldn't exist. So no, nobody, broadcasting institution or anybody else, should ever receive public funding because there should be no public funding. Therefore, strongly agree. All right, that's the end of this episode. I'm going to attempt to wrap up the next three pages in the next episode. We'll see how that goes. All right, bye.